This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's tough. It's tough. Honestly, from last year to this year, like you just said, there's some differences. Obviously, we're still dealing with COVID protocols and stuff like that. The day and age of just playing football is kind of out the window. I can't wait for that to be back, so we can just come here, talk football, and just play ball. It is what it is. We're all 32 teams are going through it right now, so it's not like it's a competitive disadvantage for us. We're all just trying to make the most of it and do the best we can.
You mentioned last year one of the challenges with virtual and this portion of things being different was being behind the ball in regards to team building. Have you already noticed a difference in regards to camaraderie, and how do you think that's going to benefit you guys come the regular season?
Well, for sure. We were in the locker room yesterday. Obviously, yesterday was our first long day. So in between meetings and practice, we have meals and all that type of stuff. And, I'm getting to know Emmanuel Sanders, somebody that, probably on virtual I would have never even got to speak to. Now we're getting to know, the opposite side of the ball. And it's really going to benefit us in the long run. Because, once we get in that locker room, we get in front of each other, that's when we really, really build a brotherhood. And then obviously competing on the field, talking junk, having fun. That's also good for us too.
Michael, what do you see from him as far as just what he provides this offense and just who he is as a player? Just how does the offense change much with him from what you see, and how capable of a receiver is he?
We only practiced 2 days, so I can't really say the offense has changed or anything. Obviously, Dave was going to do what he does, calling the plays, and there's a lot of weapons on offense that they can go to. But playing against Emmanuel in the past, he's a dog. He really is a dog. He goes out there, he'll block, he'll do whatever he has to do to help out the offense. That's the type of player he is, and we're happy he's on our team.
You have so much continuity on your defense, but you bring in a guy like Rousseau in the first round. What do you think of when you see him out there?
Oh, my gosh. Dude's tall. I feel like each and every year, I think I'm shrinking and these guys are getting bigger. The first time I saw him, I was like, there's no way this dude is that tall, but it's going to help us out. I stand next to Maine in the huddle and I think the same thing, but that's just the type of guys that we want on our defense. It's going to be hard for quarterbacks to throw the ball on the line when you got guys like that getting their hands up and getting after the quarterback. So, we appreciate it throughout the whole draft process. I should have sent some flowers to Bean's house because he was really helping us out in the back end. So it's awesome to see, man. He's a young guy. He's out here having fun. I'm excited to see him progress throughout the year.
I know you laughed and sort of joked about it, but is that like a joke amongst the guys about how – he's tall, and then when they're wearing the bubble helmets too.
He's huge. But the thing is, I know guys on other teams see that, and they're like, oh, my gosh. There's a little fear factor once you step on the field when you see a guy that is just out there looking – like that. So, obviously he'll come to play. We're excited for him.
With those guys, the high draft picks and stars back, do you see a different defense now?
It's too early to tell. I think that each and every year it's a different defense. You can have the same guys, the same 11 guys on defense, but it doesn't matter. Each and every year, has its own obstacles, with injuries and how guys are playing and how they're feeling and stuff like that. So, each year is different. You can have the same guys on the roster, but we have to go out there and we have to start from day one. I think yesterday We took some good strides today. We're out there competing against the offense. And this is a good offense. As you guys saw last year, which I'm not trying to date back to last year because, like I said, teams change. But they got weapons. So, you know, we're all going to make each other better on the field. Offense to defense, defense to offense. But right now it's too early to tell if it's a, you know, defense is drastically different.
Micah, even though it's a little too early to tell if the defense is drastically different, I mean, Boogie Basham had the play of the day today, batting yeah. down a pass and intercepting it for a touchdown. What does it mean, or what do you think as a vet when you see a rookie making a play like that on the second day of training camp?
Yeah, when I was a rookie, I remember some vets were telling me, I'm not going to learn your name until you're out there making plays. I know Boogie's name now. I mean, I knew it before because obviously I was just talking about the draft and how Bean was helping us out in the back end, but making a play like that, making a splash play like that, that play of the day, and he'll continue to make plays. It's going to force the vets to know his name, and we'll really appreciate that.
Michael, what do you see from Dane Jackson and just, you know, his ability to go out there and compete for that starting job opposite of Trey?
Well, first, Dane is one of the best dudes on this team. Just a good dude. And obviously that's guys that Sean and Brandon want to bring in this building, high character guys. So even without the whole football part of it, you know, I talk to Dane all the time in the locker room just about, you know, his family and just being a nice, humble, good dude. You know, obviously he's a PA guy I'm not too happy with because I'm from Ohio. But, you know, we kind of grew up the same, just a humble guy, and he's willing to work. And then once you get on the field, he's a competitor. We appreciate that. And it's going to help us out in the long run. You know, guys competing with other guys on the team is going to make this team better. And you know, to see the plays that Dane's making day in and day out, it's real exciting. And, you know, when he's on the field with me, I know I'm excited. And I can't wait to see his progression throughout the year also.
Michael, what have you seen from Saran Neal throughout the spring and first couple days here?
Well, Saran, when he came in here a few years ago, we've always said he's one of the most athletic freak athletes on the team. And so, you know, I think that throughout the years, he's gotten the playbook down more and more and more, and he's starting to not make the same mistakes twice. And that's when you see guys really take that next step. You know, we tell Saran all the time, man, go out there and make plays and just be yourself. And I think he took that, he went over that hurdle last year. He started making plays and, you know, Saran is a hell of a football player and just another young guy on this team that we're just really looking forward to playing with.
Is your offseason, I mean, obviously you've got your routine, it works for you, but this after last season, did you adjust anything, your fit physically or training-wise, identify anything you need to do to get yourself ready?
Well, yeah, I'm 30 now. I'm getting some gray hair, so I got to work. I can't take no days off. You know, I got to get right to it after the season, get my body back, and just keep working out strong. But, you know, all seriousness, no, nothing's changed. You know, I kind of keep that same routine without the season. I got a nice little team out in San Diego, and you know, as soon as I get an opportunity to go out there and start training, hit the ground running. I know that when we get back here, you know, the other guys are doing the same thing. So you don't want to be that guy that's coming in conditioning test that's barely getting by. So. That's kind of the culture that we built here over the last couple of years, and you know, everyone's you know, taking a step forward to try to, you know, keep that standard.
I see your name came up in Aaron Rodgers' press conference.
I did. You know, my phone blew up, so then it was a lot of, I commented on Randall Cobb's photo on Instagram, which I never on damn social media, but I commented one time and I had all. You know, everybody telling me to come back to Green Bay. You know, I which, you know, that was an amazing organization. Great place to spend my young years, but I wouldn't change Buffalo for the world. But to hear him say something like that, obviously Hall of Fame play, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I remember after leaving that place, you know, I remember him really reaching out to me and just let me know how frustrated he was. And I think that, you know, his little presser yesterday was a well thought out conversation that he had with the media. And I feel like, you know, he was speaking a lot of facts. But at the end of the day, you know, hearing him say my name was a blessing. And if a guy like that thinks that highly of myself, then I know I'm doing something right.